The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Fallen in love with you for the rest of my whole life through. Don't you know?
Hey, good morning, Della Reese. Wow, throwback from A Bronx Tale. Because Chaz Palminteri was there indeed last night. We did a great event for Blue Lives Matter with Sergeant Joe Imperatrice. I'm telling you, it's such a great community. And we'll get into the ridiculous news of the day. But it's just so nice. It's New York. And I know folks listen to the show and they say, yeah, we like to listen because it's for old time's sake. You know, they listen to us in the morning on AM 970. The Answer, and a good morning to you at 6:06 out of New York, out of New Jersey, all across streaming. Worldwide on AM 970, theanswer.com on this April 25th, on this Thursday. So, but really, it's a small town. So I go, and it's interesting, and I'll tell you all about it. It was a crazy day. But we went out to Staten Island, and all the police were there. All the cops were there, and all the military, you know, and all the cops, they'll say, this is my son, in the NYPD I served, or, it's all in the family, so to speak. So it was just so nice and so inspiring to see, for Blue Lives Matter. And Joe Imperatrice did a great job. Also, for, Gianna and, Chaz Palminteri do have a benefit, for children for, a disease called, Cooley's anemia. And it it affects mostly, you know, Mediterranean, Italian-American kids. And Chaz has been doing that for years. Gianna as well. They've been doing such a great job. And Chaz came by, and it was great. And Debbie was there. Good. And I was with Joey, and Arthur Lee was there from LifeVac. And it was, I'm telling you, it's like, you know, you think, oh, New York. And then sometimes you'll see some of the shishi things at the Radio City or, you know, who's coming into town. But that is as down home as it gets. And you're right there in Staten Island for Blue Lives Matter, you know, and all the police were there. All the police were there, just being very, very appreciative. I mean, really appreciative of those of us showing up there at Don Roberto's. Of course, but I'm driving around. This is like my schmooze week because I don't do it enough. And people, oh, we need to come over. You gonna do this? You gonna do that? And I can't do it. And now I was supposed to go to the Blue Lives Matter event, at the Hilton of Staten Island. And I couldn't make that because, of course, I'm always working. So I wanted to make sure I was there last night, and I did. We dropped by. I made a great time. And then, but on the way in, I went to check this out. I went to, the Empire State Building because that's where Bulova is, right? And I've known the folks from Bulova, you know, and they have a close connection with the Frank Sinatra family and Mr. S. Ward of Watches, you know. So they go, Joe, you got to come. When are you coming over to visit? I said, Joe, you want to go to the Empire State Building? We go to the Empire State Building. It is so cool. That is really one of the most magnificent structures in New York. If you haven't been, everybody doesn't. You can't forget about the Empire State Building, 1933. I heard they built it in a year. If that's possible. And you see all the pictures of the workers, you know, most of whom were Italian-American workers. And the beauty of the lobby and the building, just beautiful. And a shout out to Michael and to Sonia and all my good friends at Bulova It was just great. And there's like a boulevard museum. They have watches from like the 1930s, 1940s. It was like fantastic to see. So it was great. And we walked away with some swag, you know. Then I wanted more swag, but I didn't want to be rude. What's that watch? How about that watch over there? You gotta say thank you and walk out. Can I take that watch over there? But I tell you, cufflinks. Did you know Bulova had cufflinks? So there. And it's not a plug. It's just me saying thank you to the folks that are advertising with me, you know? So I go say thank you. And then we go this. This was great. And Joey goes, we got to see Dr. Rock. I'm in Manhattan. I got to see Dr. Rock Positano. So we head up, you know, the HSS, and we go see Dr. Rock. So everybody at the office, and it was great to catch up.
I heard, by the way, I have a friend who works there, and she said, Joe came in. He brought us treats.
Was that Regina? Yeah, she's so sweet. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Joe. You're right. And it was so nice. And Rock, I've known from day one. I told you when he was a kid at Zavarian High School in Brooklyn, and he came to Saturday Night Live. You know the story. And then he's the guy that took me over here to AM 970, and the rest is history. So it was good. And then it's good. So Joey, my big boy, God bless him, came up, and he drove like the night before 10 hours straight. He's like, I don't know how they do that. You know, you see the truckers do that. I don't know how they do it. I take 2 hours and I'm done. I'm done. My attention is just shot on the road. And I love driving, by the way. Don't get me wrong. I love driving. So Joey, 10 hours, and he goes, come on, Dad, I'll take you in. I go, what? So sure enough, now we're in New York. He goes, we got to go to Staten Island. All right, you going to go to Staten Island, Joey? Yeah, I'll take you to Staten Island. I go, well, this is great. So with my son, it was a great father-son day. And we go out. This is Italian. If you go near someone that you know, and you're at an event, and you don't stop by at that other someone that's close by, then I got to talk to you for 7 years. Yeah, am I right? That's so Italian. Yeah, so I made sure we stopped at Casa Belvedere, and I saw Gina and the great team over there. Our buddy Scott Lebeda was over there. So we had a great time. What a beautiful facility. It's an Italian-American culture center right there, Casa Belvedere, Staten Island. And then paid respects there, and then we went to Don Roberto's, and it was jumping. And all the police, all the mounted police, it was just great. It was just I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you all the good things, because you're going to hear all the bad things that constantly happen. And it ain't like that. Everybody's just nice. We care. You know, they love the country. And then you have people that take advantage of our freedoms and the way America is, and then you see all the insanity that ensues, and especially in the college campus. Well, who would do that? You know, just kick them out of school. What is the problem? Okay, no, you're gonna support Hamas? Sorry, that's a terror organization. How do we know? Somebody's actually talking to Susan Sarandon, who I really like Susan Sarandon. She's great, and she's been nice, and I've been in her presence. We've chatted. She's very nice. But what happens to these people? She goes, like, somebody came up to her and said, Susan, what about killing young people and all the torture and the rape and the murder? Oh, that didn't really happen. Are we going to Hamas? Didn't really happen. It was on video. They had GoPros, and they bragged about it. So it's how out of it can you possibly be? So if these people are protesting, and Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, goes in, I don't know what the impetus of that was. I thought it was great he was going in. I thought he was going to talk to the president, but he addressed the crowd, and it was just a no-win situation. They were as rude as little spoiled brats, little spoiled, overeducated pseudo-intellectuals. You know, how many people can get into Columbia? I couldn't get into Columbia. I couldn't get into, now Princeton is acting up. I couldn't get near these schools. I couldn't even walk by these schools. My grades were so bad. You know, but so be grateful that you're in America, that you're at a great school. And you know what? If they're going to protest, where's the guts of people? And by the way, this, at least the Republicans showed up. It's like, where's the president? Where's this guy? Where's the press talking about the president? If this was Trump, the president said they'd blame him for everything. Where's the press on this? The president of the United States, you know what? Kick them all out. That's what I would kick them all out. If you're going to protest like this, especially at a private university like Columbia, boom, out, done. Boom, goodbye. Come on. Where's the... There's no backbone anymore. So sad was what's going on. Hey, we got a great show for you, though. Quarter after 6 o'clock. James Rosen, the one, the only, is going to be with us. Really a lot to talk about with James, fresh from the White House press room. Dr. Gil Lederman will respond to these protests and to these kids and what they're doing, and it's just inexcusable. Gordon Chang, we're talking about that TikTok ban, that potential TikTok ban. You don't want to miss Councilwoman Vicky Palladino. She is fired up, and Mayor Adams proposes a $112 billion executive budget for the 2025 fiscal year. How much of that goes to these illegal aliens, I wonder? Judge Napolitano, the ongoing Donald Trump trial. Now, we're going to see what's happening with Donald Trump. Does he have immunity? That's in the Supreme Court today. Does Donald Trump have immunity? That case is being heard in the Supreme Court today. Big news. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, we're going to talk about aid for Ukraine, aid for Israel. Where does it go? Where do we see it? How do we keep track of it? Oh, they need ammunition. It's like, can we track these things? And Mark Morgan as well, about the migrants crossing into San Diego and the lack of border funding in that foreign aid package indeed. Speaker Johnson calls out campus anti-Semitism as Columbia's anti-Israel protesters. They shout at him. They heckle him. I wouldn't even give them the time of day, you know? And Johnson said, you can't allow this kind of hatred and enemy anti-Semitism. Enemy anti-Semitism, that's right on the money, to flourish on our campuses. It must be stopped in its tracks. So they said they're, I'm trying to see who quoted this, but they said they may be able to take action. I would just, in a peaceful way, not harming anybody, I kick them all out of school. Come on. Somebody's got to step up. There's no consequences for anybody. Yeah, Supreme Court to hear arguments in Trump presidential immunity case today. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments today on whether former President Donald Trump is immune from prosecution. This is that Jack Smith's election interference case. And so he says the High Court agreed it would review whether Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, has immunity from prosecution. So we'll see what happens in that case. Biden says the U.S. is rushing weaponry to Ukraine as he signs that $95 billion war aid measure into law. I understand Ukraine needs help. Why is it always us? Can we track every single dime? And I don't know that this is true, but does Zelensky have a lot of homes? Does he have a home in London? Does he have other home? Is that true? Can we track any of that down? Can we track any of it down and get real with it, you know? Yeah, because I can't believe it. $95 billion and nothing for you and I. What do they got for you and I? We just get yelled at. You know, we get yelled at and disrespected, and all they do is raise the tolls, the taxes, and we're the last of the we're just collateral damage, and they could care less. Anti-Israel agitators continue nationwide disruptions. How about escalations at USC? How about at Harvard? How about, again, Columbia? And I heard even at Princeton, kick them all out. Please, I dare you. I dare you. If you're going to back Hamas, kick them out. And what's sad is this, again, stay with me on this. It's a concerted effort. This is a concerted effort. This is people trying to take down the country. And they go through college. For some reason, I was not like that, but a lot, and maybe you weren't like that, but a lot of college kids, they're brainless in many, many ways. They just do not understand. They're spoiled little brats. They should be grateful. You're going to be at Harvard. You're going to be at USC. You should be grateful. And to go up against Israel, to go against, you know, and what if, we've said this before, what if this was against black Americans? You know, what if it was, what if it was against trans? Oh, we're gonna no trans on camera. Imagine that. If he said, "Oh, can you imagine that?" Inexcusable. Our condolences to New Jersey Democratic Representative Donald Payne Jr. I knew his dad. He died, and he was sick. He got, and then they said he was holding on. Well, he passed away. And so a U.S. Representative Donald Payne Jr., a Jersey Democrat, just passed away and from the heart attack, never recovered from the heart attack. So we send our condolences to the Payne family. It's an Essex County thing, and the Payne family's been there. in the community for many, many years, and he was only 65 years old. So there's a lot to get into, and I'll tell you about Debbie Duhaime was there yesterday. Debbie, thanks for dropping by yesterday. That was great that you came. You came all the way out to Staten Island. That was fun, right?
That was fun. Oh yeah, what a great time! And like you said, for a great charity, and just so many cool people were there too. What a really fun night. Hang out with you and Joey. That was so great.
You got to get the picture. Yeah, that was great with me, you, and Joey taking a great shot. And then Arthur Lee from LifeVac was there. Our buddy was there. We were hanging out the whole time. And then you got it. There's a great picture, but it was the professional photographer who took it. So we got to get the picture. You and me and Chaz and Joey. And I think Sandy Blue Eyes, Chaz's guy. I think it was a great shot of all of us. We got to get that one, too. But thanks for coming by. And I know all the cops and everybody appreciated you being there.
They were great too.
They really appreciate it, right? It was just nice. It was very grassroots, right? That very grassroots.
Yeah.
It seemed.
It just felt like I almost felt like we were on a movie set. There were so many cool people there too. I was like, this is just so cool.
and the how about the mounted? You see how big those horses are? I'm going like, I went over to one lady. One gal, Officer Bond was there. I said, Officer. What's the size of this horse? You know, it was great. So we took pictures. And the horse was it was great. It was very, very nice and very accommodating. He looked right at the camera for the picture that I took with the
That was great.
The cop on the horseback goes. She goes. Wait. We took one picture. No, I don't want that one. Let's try another one. And she talked to the horse. The horse looked at the camera. They took a picture. I mean, who knew? It was like Mr. Ed and understood English. The horse,
I saw so many people taking pictures with you. There were seven guys around you, all with their cigars. Coolest shot. And you had the fedora on. What a great shot!
The cigar smoke wafted in the air. That was great.
Definitely. Hey,
Debbie, thank you for being there. 6:21. Debbie's on the roads for you. Checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on Route 1. Problems on Route 1 southbound getting into Amboy Ave in Edison. It's an accident. Two lanes blocked, so watch for delays there. Also, a major issue on Route 9. Route 9 southbound at Ryan Road at Manalapan. It's an accident investigation. Everything is completely closed. Northbound Police Department activity taking one lane. Jackie Robinson heading east at Forest Park Drive. It's an accident there. We're seeing a lot of volume on the southbound New York State Thruway into 14B. It's all due to some earlier construction in that area. Inbound GWB about 20 minutes in. Lincoln 10, Holland still about 25 minutes in from both approaches. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. Partly cloudy today, high of 56. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Thank you again for being there for Blue Lives Matters for the NYPD. We always thank you. And I made sure I went to every single police officer and I said thank you to every single one. Just thank you for your service. We appreciate it. Because all you see in the press, all the bad stuff and these snarky little spoiled brats, these college people going over or the migrants coming in, so disrespectful of the New York Police Department. Well, we're not. We appreciate it. And that's the majority of us. Appreciate the hard work and the diligence of the NYPD, an elite law enforcement group. And we welcome and thank, we welcome them yesterday and thank them for the service. Hey, can I tell you about Relief Factor if I can? Because boy, I was running around yesterday, running around. I did, Debbie's right. I must have taken 100 pictures and they're all great and all nice and going from one to the other and just being able to sustain, and in and out of the car, running up and down. And I'm able to do it because I always say by the grace of God, because I take Relief Factor. And that 3-week quick start kit is only $19.95. I always tell you about that. I'll tell you all morning long because we want you out of pain. And don't forget, Sunday in New York, I'm talking about New York area, it's going to be very warm. It's going to be like almost 80, 77 degrees. You'll hear Jeff Nordine in a moment. But you want to get out. You're not going to want to hang. You don't want to just hang back. I can't. You go ahead. No, you want to embrace life. You deserve it. And so please call 800-4-RELIEF and get that Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit because you have nothing to lose. At $19.95, you get to feel better or your money back guarantee. So why not give it a try? It's 100% drug-free. 100% drug-free Relief Factor stops the inflammation that causes the pain. 800-4-RELIEF or start here, please. Relief Factor. Com.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, if we were in Siller country, yes, that's Tunnel to Towers. The foundation in Staten Island. Everybody invited Frank. Everybody was saying, and Frank's so busy. God bless him. He's helping out Gold Star families, catastrophically injured homeless veterans, right? So everybody's going, where's Frank? Frank's still here? Frank's here. Sweet. And I said, did you invite him? I invited him. He must have got 1,000 texts yesterday because we were thinking about him on Staten Island because we love the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And they help heroes like United States Army Major Jonathan Turnbull, who sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries, countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage for Major Turnbull, gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. Home also gives him hope, you know, and with help with people like you, thank you very much. The foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. So join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans, first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. So donate $11 a month. That's all we ask to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And don't forget, 95 cents of every dollar of Tunnel to Towers that you donate goes directly to their programs.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Before this night is over,
oh, here you go.
One of you shall betray me 3 times. Master, how can you feel that anyone here would betray you? You who we would follow even unto our death.
Yes. Does everybody want soup?
Please, we must talk. This may be our last supper.
Hey, it's my first order. Oh, look, one little question, I'll let you all go. Are you all together, or is it separate checks?
Please, go away. Go away.
I don't know.
Yay, yay, so you say. But one who sits amongst us has already betrayed me this night. Who
can it be?
Judas! Do you want a beverage? Try the mulled wine. It's terrific.
No! Leave us alone!
Go! Go!
Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
What?
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 Yes.
Jesus!
What?
Yes.
What?
You said what?
What?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. We got to apologize. It's Mel Brooks, History of the World. And I got to always do this caveat that my faith is so strong and unwavering, by the way. And Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. No question. Don't even think about it. And we're proud and make no apologies for that, you know. But that is so funny because it's Mel Brooks coming in as a waiter at the Last Supper. That's what that was. And he used it. You know, we shouldn't even play that. It's a really bad taste.
It's very funny.
It's so funny.
It's unheard voice. It's so straight.
Hysterical.
It's great. But you really think that if in Roman times, you think this would exactly how it would play out? Like, he'd walk in, yeah, Judas, the reaction from Judas.
Judas, he was going to ask Judas what he wants, and he goes, Judas goes, what? I didn't do anything.
Judas, in fact, he was going to drop of a heart attack.
Not me.
No, with the scene, the way Judas reacts, he looks like he's going to have a heart attack and drop dead.
Hysterical. I got to tell you something.
Absolutely brilliant.
Gotta laugh. You gotta laugh, but I don't want anybody to be offended in any way. Hey, Joe on the radio, James Rosen is going to join us right at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. And guys, good morning, Albert. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning,
Great night and great day. What a day. So we went. So I went on a tour virtually with my son driving, and it was great because he came all the way up, and he wanted to see the family, and we got some things to do, you know, with the estate and everything. So he comes all the way up now, and now I didn't want to ask him, you want to go? He goes, yeah, let's go, Dad. It was a great father Sunday. And he just drove the whole time, and he got to meet everybody, and everybody was so great. And it's so, when you see what's going on the campuses, when you see the mismanagement of the city, and you see the problems of the city, and you see the problems around the country, and you see what they're doing, and how the politicians just want to politicize, and this what they call lawfare, where they just are going to go to court. I mean, it's really scary at this point the way they're utilizing the quote unquote legal system, particularly in New York. And you look and you shake your head. It's really good out there. And also, when you see the police and they gotta battle protesters. When you see the police and they gotta have the migrants come at them like this, you can't imagine. And I talked to some cops, Joe. I was on the job 23 years, and then I'm on the job more, even longer. And this is my son now. He's a police officer. Some Marines were there. It was great. We are a good society. And I have to tell you that every morning. I feel obligated to tell you that. Because there's so much evil out there, all for their own power and control. And the problem is, and this is it, and it's, and I said this on that little podcast show that I did, there's no consequences. It's, and I said this, everybody around the world, everybody around America, and everybody in our neighborhoods, they know how to stop the problems of New York. They all know. They will tell you. We will talk. And they will know what to do and how to do it. If you do not have consequences for criminals, the crime will continue to happen. If you do not, if you let college students put up the tents from some sporting goods store, you know, from some camping place, you know, and they are all identical, and you know that it's a concerted effort, yet you don't have the guts to say you're all done. You're gone. And this is so vital. What has to be done? All of the people, and it's happening because most of the folks that are donating to these colleges are Jewish families, and they're pulling their money out. Pull your money out of every single college. Every single college, pull it out. It's happening in Harvard, and it's happening all over. And that is going to show some folks that you got to step up. You have to step up, and you got to get involved and pull out. It's insane what they're doing. But then you go to your house or something, and you go back home, and everything's great. Or you see the police and the goodness of the cops yesterday. It's all good. But all you see is the bad. And I just shake my head about my head, and I go, why is it like that? Why is it constantly like that? It's all for their own power and control. All for their own power and their own control. And it's inexcusable what's been happening. So my hope is that we will get there, and because there is more good than evil out there. But boy, it is not easy. And why Speaker Johnson goes down, I guess he goes down, he got shouted out. We got any of that audio, Joe, about Speaker Johnson trying to address with other members of Congress the impetus was that he went down to talk these folks out of protesting? Is that what the impetus was, guys? I'm not sure why Speaker Johnson went down there. Do we know, Joe, anything?
Well, it would seem that he was going there to dissuade these protesters, but he was also calling for the resignation of the president of the university. So if you want to hear that, I have that.
Yeah, let me hear. Was it how rude they were to Speaker Johnson at Columbia, right? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
This kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks. Those who are perpetrating this violence should be arrested. And I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos. As Speaker of the House, I am committing today that the Congress will not be silent as Jewish students are expected to run for their lives and stay home from their classes hiding in fear.
At least the Republicans did something. Where's Chuck Schumer? Where's Mr. Israel? Where's Chuck Schumer? Where are these people? Did nothing from Schumer's office? Nothing? He just walks away from it? It's his town. Where's Nadler? Where's Dan Goldman? Isn't Dan Goldman Jewish? Does he not care? Where are the Democrat representatives of Congress and the Senate? Where are they? You got to at least, this is why I always say that the Republicans are the only ones making sense now. And I'm an independent, you know, and then, Johnson's going to put himself in front of all those people. Of course, they're going to boom and everything. But wait, can we ask any of the offices what's going on? Like of Schumer, of Nadler, of Goldman, anybody, guys, that might, anything from these guys, Joe, anything at all?
No, nothing.
This on, guys, you with me this morning? Come on, boys. I need you with me. Come on now. Come on. Nothing?
We don't have any information.
Well, call Schumer's office. Come on. We're a radio station. Let's call Schumer. Call Goldman's office. Do me a favor. This guy. He's like the pit bull for the Democratic Party. He's the pit bull. He's like him and Swalwell. They're like the cleanup crew. It's like, oh, well, you got to go after Trump. And then they put Swalwell out there. They put Schiff out there. They put Goldman out there. Where are they now in New York City? Where are they now? Nothing. Nowhere? Crickets?
They weren't there. I don't know what we... I don't know what else to tell you.
You call them up. You ask them. You say, why weren't you there? We'd like no statements from the United States Senator Chuck Schumer. Nothing, fellas? Nothing at all?
No, not at all. He has not made any statements on it.
Inexcusable. Crazy. It's just inexcusable. Hey, 6:35 with Joe on the radio. Fired up because I know there's good out there. And I want you, please, because some people are on, they'll either sample the show or some people will listen and they'll come and they'll go and they'll listen to us for a little bit, then they'll go. I'm telling you, this is inexcusable what's happening. And if you vote Democrat, you really, and if, especially if you're Jewish and you vote Democrat, you really need some help. You really do. This isn't
so. Joe, to answer your question, on Tuesday, Josh Gottheimer, Dan Goldman, Jared Moskowitz, and Kathy Manning walked through the campus, Columbia campus.
Thank you.
And they were imploring Columbia's leadership to take stronger action to protect the Jewish students.
Imploring to who? Talking to the press, you mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, through the press. But again, this all stems from the Columbia's president. She's done nothing to quash these protests. She continues to negotiate with these people and continues to move the line of this deadline to get these people out of there. You need to just put a stop to it.
Yeah, but
there
but
are other universities across the country who are putting a stop to these things. She needs to do that. These people don't feel safe going to school. They should never feel safe. There's nothing to say that you can't protest about anything that you want. But when you make people feel uncomfortable or you threaten violence and you're getting in people's faces,
the point is that Dan, so I just want to make sure credit is given where it's due. So Josh Gottheimer, I'm not surprised they would think that Josh is doing. I'm sure that Josh led the way in that regard. So Josh Gottheimer went down. Representative Gottheimer went down from the 5th in Jersey in Bergen County. And Goldman actually showed up.
Yes.
Trump. He didn't blame Trump for this. That's big. So I take that back. And Goldman was down. And who else was there?
Jared Moskowitz from Florida and Kathy Manning from North Carolina.
Okay. So some Democrats did.
And this was on Tuesday.
They walked through, but they didn't do a speech. They didn't make a formal call to, like Mike Johnson did, to remove this president. Correct? No. They just walked through. At least they showed up. And nothing on Schumer.
Nothing on Schumer.
All right, we'll call him out. And this from the Babylon Bee, Asian kid who actually went to Columbia to learn, getting real sick of this crap. That's the headline from the Babylon Bee. You gotta laugh. Oh my, it's absolutely crazy. Oh, and this too, we didn't even talk about this. AOC with Biden walking Biden hand by hand. Did you see that? Anybody see that? With AOC walking Biden after that whole thing, she got her green, the climate core, which Mark Morano broke on this show from Climate Depot. It's gonna be like some kind of, I think it's gonna be people that will go after you if you use a gas stove like that. Oh my gosh, you can't believe it. Just can't believe it. We go from the goodness and the best of the best to this insanity. But we'll get through it. I believe we will get through it because good, I think, will always prevail over this evil. 6:38 with Joe on the radio. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
43 degrees at 6:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As we've been discussing, negotiations continue between Columbia University and pro-Palestinian protesters that continue to demonstrate on campus. The school announced Wednesday it has made important progress with demonstrators and that the protesters have agreed to dismantle and remove a sizable number of tents that have been placed on campus. Protesters have also agreed to make sure that only Columbia students are part of any future demonstrations. Tensions, though, remain high after 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators were arrested on campus last week. The demonstrators want Columbia to divest itself from any company that is profiting off the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Also on Wednesday, House Speaker Mike Johnson visited the campus and said he's concerned about what he calls a troubling rise of anti-Semitism on campuses around the nation. New Jersey leaders weighing in on the passing of Donald Payne Jr., the Newark congressman who died at 65 following a heart attack. Governor Murphy called the six-term congressman a steadfast champion for the people of New Jersey, calling it a great honor to work side by side with him to build a stronger and fairer state. He noted Payne's love and legacy will live on in the homes of his neighbors in Newark, who now have access to safe drinking water, and also in the good-paying jobs he helped create for his brothers and sisters in labor. Meantime, fellow New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer called Payne a great leader and an incredible advocate for his beloved city and for hardworking folks across America. In sports, Mets snapped their three-game losing streak. They blew out the Giants 8-2 in their series finale. Yankees have won two in a row. They bashed the Athletics by the final of 7-3. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are back in effect for today citywide. Watch for slowdowns on the southbound thruway into 14B because of earlier construction. Taconic southbound into Peekskill, Hollow Road, and Putnam Valley. It's an accident. We're seeing delays right now on the Jackie Robinson eastbound at Metropolitan Avenue with a collision. Inbound George, Lincoln, and the Holland 20 to 25 in across the board. Watch for a closure on Route 9 southbound at Ryan Road and Manalapan. Everything closed with an accident investigation. And Route 1 south at Grandview Ave in Edison, a crash being clear. It's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save money on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Again, that's progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Partly cloudy today, high into the upper 50s. Looks like we'll see some more sunshine for tomorrow with a high of 61. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Total Wine & More. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. There is so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Drink responsibly.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Esko Truck and Equipment. They can help with all your equipment needs, you know, whether it be purchase, lease, rent, the right machine, you know, to improve your business. Esko provides a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapack, Chicago pneumatic or handheld power tools from Steel. Esko Parts can stock an extensive inventory and retrieve parts quickly to minimize your downtime. If you break down in the field and need a part, Esko certified technicians will come to you on site to get you back to work quickly. Esko is there for you every step of the way with regular maintenance, inspection, service, and repair. So they serve New York and New Jersey, and we want you to call Joe Eugenio, Joe E, you take it from me, Joe P. You call Joe E, Joe Eugenio at 718-504-2600, 718-504-2600, or go online to EscoEquipment.com. It's E-S-S-C-O Equipment.com. Esco Truck and Equipment is a DeFazio company.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist. Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
All right, let me tell you about why refi. Oh, you know, you can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You know, your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly. There are absolutely no fees. You have peace of mind, no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. You get your monthly statement with no surprises. It's a secure collateralized portfolio that just may be a better place for your money than where you have it right now. And I tell you about Caitlin struggling to make payments while trying to get her career off the ground, and her lenders would not let up with the collection calls. Well, she called YRefi, and she got set up on a plan that she could afford. Plus, her credit score has improved. Credit score has improved since working with YRefi. Will you check it out, please? Because people all over the country are earning that high fixed rate of return with YRefi. You go to investyrefi.com, invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. You can call 888-YRefi-24, 888-YRefi-24. Our friends at YRefi are trustworthy, honest, they care about you. You just go to investyrefi.com, invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y. .com or call 888-YREFI-24. You just tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot to get into. 6:45 on AM 970. The Answer. I know, and I'm going to get a social media person just for myself, and I apologize if I'm late on social media. People get back. You get back on Instagram. We got the two Facebook pages, and then Carol Fasaro is all over it for the station and for the show on X, so we appreciate that very, very much. But I'll catch up. I'll catch up when I get. Sometimes, man, if I don't hit it early in the morning, we just get into the show, and it's like a snowball. Hey, Joe Sebelia, thank you for mentioning that, because
yes.
I'm going to criticize when I criticize, but I'm going to say this again. Because I think Chuck Schumer should go down, because he is Mr. Israel. He should show up. And I applaud Mike Johnson going down and Nicole Malliotakis. I saw Lawler, Representative Lawler, down there. I saw a shout out to our friend Sid Rosenberg across town. Sid had a little press conference. What was the actor's name? Mike Rappaport.
Michael Rappaport. Yeah,
that wonderful, wonderful. You can't do enough, and it's great. And I salute Sid and everybody else going down. And then I said, where are all the Democratic? Where are all the Jewish Democratic representatives? And all I hear is this guy Dan Goldman complaining about Donald Trump. I haven't heard a solution from this guy, and he's a rich boy, one of those rich guys, you know. And he got into office. How again they get elected? I don't know. But all they do, they put him out as a hitman for Trump, and it's like, could you please fill the offices that are empty in Wall Street, Representative Goldman?
Well, I know that Josh Gottheimer made a statement when he was here the other day, but I don't know that Dan Goldman spoke.
Well, he was there, and
but he did. Yes,
at least he showed up.
Yes,
you know, did Nadler Waddles?
No, Jerry Nadler.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. He's talking about waddling. Chris Christie was apparently speaking yesterday at something. Now wait.
He claims that
he's not voting for Trump, and he's mad at this one and Vivek Ramaswamy and all this other stuff. But somebody described Chris Christie. I just saw the thing, Chris Christie trending, and I said, all right, let me check this out. The first thing I clicked on, the guy said, noted donut enthusiast, Chris Christie. I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, come on.
And he made a remark about the former president saying, have you looked at him lately? He looks horrible. And had to see the tweets. Have you looked in a mirror, Chris? There isn't a donut you haven't liked.
That was a famous thing on Letterman, I think, where he took a bite out of a donut.
No, he pulled a donut out of his pocket and ate it.
It was funny.
It was actually very funny, but he was talking about the former president being in court and not looking well, and they roasted him on X like something awful, like, Chris, Have you seen yourself lately? Have you looked?
Yeah.
So I mean, really, I mean, if you're going to say that, you need to preface it by saying, "Listen, I'm a fat slob too."
Yeah.
But I mean, look at the former.
Fair enough. Because they put these pit bulls out there, like Adam Schiff, for example. The man has no credibility. He never says anything that makes any sense. It's just they attack Trump, and why the hate? I don't understand the hate. That's what I can't rationalize.
Right. Also, Christie is saying he's upset that President Biden hasn't called him since he has said that he will not be voting for Trump. Like, are you really? Are you kidding me? Do you think the president would call you?
Stop. You got to stop, man. I mean, he's got to stop. Is that crazy?
And the you know what? The Republicans, to be fair, the Republicans had their chance to not have Donald Trump be the presumptive nominee if they had put a strong candidate out there. Most of them want Trump to be candidate.
Can I tell you something about Trump? It's a good point now. Let me tell you something.
Thank you.
People have spoken. The people have spoken. And there was a sketch on SNL. I saw the rerun for 2 seconds. And that's another. They just go after Trump, But they're talking about it was after when Tim Scott was there and at a rally. And they insinuated, and they had like a guy play Tim Scott. And I should know these kids. And I don't know who played who, but they did a good job. Except they did. It was like they were afraid to say anything against Trump. And they're missing the point, because it's not that they're afraid to say anything against Trump. Trump is the man of the people right now. The people want Trump in. The power of the people is prevailing. That's why. And I know it's, and this ain't no pro-Trump speech. It's not. It's anything but what we have. It's anything but what the government is. It's anything but war. It's anything but inflation. It's anything but paying a fortune. I went to buy aluminum foil at the store the other day. I said, I wanted to get my flowers. I go, oh, I need aluminum foil. I'm Mr. Mom around now, so I got to do that. So I go get aluminum foil, $15. $15 for aluminum foil. And I was going to get the big one. And so I'm looking at it. How do they justify these prices? And no one wants to say it. But Trump, it wasn't like that under Trump. And look at this as Debbie comes in. Hold on. This is like, listen, hold on. Listen.
Palestine. Can I hear that?
If you're a drag queen, if you know it, show it. This is a drag queen in front of a bunch of kids. They look like kindergarten kids and younger. And it says, Valley Families for Palestine. And they're having the kids say, Free Palestine. I mean, who does this? And this is from Charlie Kirk online. I know. Hey, Deb, great to see you, though. It was good. Did you get a chance to eat? No, we didn't eat because we were running. I kept just saying to Joey, can I get you something to eat? We didn't run. We were running. And did you smoke a cigar there, I asked?
No. I felt like I did by the time I left.
I know, man. Whoa.
It was so
Joey,
cool.
How are you? How you doing? Joey, you're here with the cigar. How you doing? It was great.
I still love like all the pictures people were taking with you, and that one with like eight guys and you right in the middle. They all had their cigars out.
You know what? Thank you for reminding me. I got to tell you a story of a guy that came up to me, and he goes, Joe, I got on a plane. They put me on a plane. I was 10 years old. I had to go see my mother. And back then, they didn't have, and I was kind of by myself, and the stewardess said, here, you can sit next to Joe Piscopo. And I vaguely remember that. So we were going down to Florida, probably with Kimberly, the kid said, that guy said to me yesterday, and he's like 50 now. He goes, Joe, you took care of me. I was on the plane, and we were there the whole time. We had the best time, and my mother appreciated it so much. Thank you. Here it is, 50 years later. I'm at Don Roberto's on Staten Island, and I run into this guy. So we took a picture. What a nice guy. What a nice kid. Grew up. He was young on a plane, and didn't know what to do. So I guess I was a daddy for him for a couple hours down to Florida. Isn't that the wild story, though? Nice.
That
again,
is.
The goodness of people.
Yes.
That's, you got to concentrate on that, you know?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
652 Deb, great to see you there. Thank you for supporting Blue Lives Matter, and thank you for supporting Gianna and Chaz Palminteri's Akuli Anemia and staying really involved in that organization in such a wonderful fashion. How are we doing traffic-wise this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening right now, Joe. It looks like we're seeing about a 30-minute delay at the George Washington Bridge, 25 at the Lincoln, 25 at the Holland. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Jackie Robinson really busy eastbound into Metropolitan Avenue. It's an accident there. Troubles on the Taconic South at Peekskill Hollow Road. Accident in the right lane. Looks like we're still seeing issues on the Meadowbrook northbound by Babylon Turnpike. It's a car fire. Two lanes blocked. Heading to Route 9 southbound, it's closed at Ryan Road. Road in Manalapan. It's an accident investigation. That one has been out there for quite a while. And 80 westbound in Ridgefield Park, we're getting reports of a collision. Now, remember, the Trump trial will be back again today, so watch for closures on 56th Street between 5th and Madison. Also on Center Street, closed between Chambers and the Brooklyn Bridge. Alternate side parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There are some times when the kids go to bed and we just stay in the night talking about how hard the life it is for us. It's very hard to see my kids go to bed with hunger and not having something to give to them.
You can step into the despair of a mother like Lourdes. For the past 40 years, Food for the Poor has linked generous listeners like you to desperate families throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. Today, your generous gift is an answer to a mother's prayer for her children's survival. Right now, because of a meal for meal match, a one-time gift of $160 or just $14 a month provides four hungry children with food for the next year. So, how many children can you rescue? Make your gift safely and easily by calling 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-HOPE. Or click the red Give Life banner at am970theanswer.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Over the last 30 years, Newman Ferrara, a New York City law firm, has evolved into a national practice focused on real estate, commercial, litigation, civil rights, class actions, and other complex litigation, representing many of the city's largest property owners, managing agents, and thousands of tenants. Newman Ferrara handles some of the nation's most significant class actions and civil rights matters. Newman Ferrara at 1250 Broadway in New York City. Go online to NewmanFerrara.com. That's NewmanFerrara.com. Listen to the firm's name partner, Lucas Ferrara, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Dottie Herman's longest running real estate radio program, Eye on Real Estate on AM 970. A real estate lawyer for 35 years, Lucas is a professor at New York Law School and is also a published author with books on real estate and New York's landlord-tenant law. Tune in Saturdays at 10 a.m. to hear Lucas's unique perspective and advice on Eye on Real Estate.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A freeze warning until later this morning for the distant north and west suburbs, and then also a freeze watch later tonight, as there is going to be areas where we get back into the 30s. Now, today is going to be cool despite sunshine as our high gets to 57. Then we dip down here in the city to 41, but in the 30s for the suburbs. Now, tomorrow, sunshine again, still chilly but not as bad, 62, and then we'll be at 61 with some spotty showers Saturday. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
I can get you sleep. I think about the implications.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. James Rosen. You don't want to miss James Rosen, the great James Rosen, a White House news correspondent for Newsmax. Dr. Gil Lederman will jump in, and Gordon Chang as well. Councilwoman Vicky Palladino, Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to join us. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis and Mark Morgan. And isn't that a great story, though, when I meet a kid and when he's 10 years old and he was on a plane
guess he was getting going down to his mom. And the stewardess says, the flight attendant says, oh, you can sit next to Joe. And I was there with Kimberly. And we kind of, you know, mothered and fathered the kid on the, for 2 hours. And he never forgot that, you know. I said, let's take a picture, my friend. Here we go. Let's send this to your mom and tell her, give her my very, very best. Great, great things. And I got to tell you, all the craziness, all the insanity, all the unnecessary racism that is unfolding on the streets of New York. Yeah, I'm telling you what, more good than evil. And we will cover that this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. More than $33 million will go towards expanding mental health services within New York's criminal justice system. Governor Hochul says the funding in the state's fiscal budget will expand mental health courts, improve treatment, increase specialized housing, and empower mental health navigators who help facilitate trust and engagement. She says facilities like the Midtown Community Justice Center were set up to rehabilitate, not to treat, but that's going to change. It's all part of the state's $1 billion plan to transform its mental health care system and ultimately make New York safer. UBS Arena will host the 2024 MTV Video Music Awards in September. This year's event marks the 40th anniversary of the VMAs. UBS Arena officials say they've been working to bring a world-class event like this to Elmont for some time now. The 40th annual VMAs will be held Tuesday, September 10th. Owning a home, still part of the so-called American dream, but prices are putting that dream increasingly out of reach. A new survey from Bankrate found 78% of Americans say home ownership is a key part of the dream, more so than a comfortable retirement, successful career, or college degree. Of those, more than half say they don't have the income to buy a house or can't afford a down payment and closing costs. Nearly 70% say they're willing to sacrifice and compromise, including downsizing their living space, moving out of state, or taking on roommates. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.